There's no better place for us to express ourselves than in a good old-fashioned football game. And now, with the advent of the United States Football League, commentator Gene Shepherd says fans can do just that year-round.
I don't know whether many of you watch football on television, especially Monday Night Football, you know, the one with Howard and Giff and the guy that sings, "The party's over," you know, all that great exciting stuff. But have you noticed this proliferation of people who wear rubber faces to football games? What is that all about? I mean, what drives a guy to wear a rubber gorilla mask to go to see a football game? In fact, the other day I'm watching a game when, without warning, my entire screen in full color was filled with a picture of Joseph Stalin. Joseph Stalin. And then the camera panned, and there were three girls picking their teeth and a couple of guys cheering. And then we went back out to the football game. And I wondered what a rubber Joseph Stalin was doing sitting there watching the football game. I would like to have Howard Cosell interview one of those guys to find out what made him wear a Joseph Stalin mask to a professional football game. I have seen Richard Nixon, a rubber mask, of course. I have seen I've seen at least 30, 40 gorillas. The other day I saw a crocodile sitting there watching a basketball game. Now, I don't know what subterranean urge there is to put on a rubber mask to go to a football game unless you're a scout for another team and you don't want to be recognized. Who knows? There's all kinds of chicanery everywhere you go. For National Public Radio, this is Gene Shepherd wearing his Ronald McDonald mask.